Hi, this is Tom Jennings, and I'm with Avalanche Youth, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurich hanging out here. I got my glasses, but that's okay. Anyways, hanging out here with Matt from Spoken. How are you doing tonight?
I'm really good, thank you.
Yeah, I am thrilled you're here because we had quite an evening, didn't we?
It was very interesting. Some firsts. We made some memories tonight, so it was really, really good.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, where are we at? We're at the Catalyst in Findlay, Ohio. And Matt, what's so great about you guys coming is we really didn't know what was going to happen. And to be honest, and I'm not trying to be silly, but we definitely did see some God moments tonight. And really, everybody, I do want to say this before we really get into it. He's the real deal, and we just have had great conversations. He is about ministry. He is not about becoming famous or something like that, and I just really appreciate that about you and just your genuine heart. I appreciate that.
It's who I am, whatever, you know. When we were talking earlier, it's like, I think sometimes maybe, you know, people think, oh, you're coming off a little too honest or whatever, but to anyone listening, it's like, what I'm saying is like, if a band asks me my opinion on their band, I give the opinion based on what I see, what I hear, my experience with them. Same thing, I never want to be misleading about finances with promoters or, you know, with other bands, whatever. So it's like, never be afraid to be honest, because if you're not somehow, this is a small world, it will come back to bite you. Yeah. And it will be rough. So that's a conversation we had earlier, and it was very interesting. It was really good because we had some stories.
Yeah. Both of us, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's awesome. And, you know, Matt, as far as coming here to Findlay, Ohio, I mean, you didn't even probably know what to expect, but did you at least enjoy yourself?
Had a great time. I mean, I learned a long time ago not to have expectations with anything. And that's normally what, that'll be the first thing I tell a band is like, hey, take every expectation you think you have or ideas about what it's like to be in a band full time, to be on tour, to be on a record label, to have management, booking agency, whatever. This is just it's a tough business because it's dealing with human beings and we're all screw ups. So I'm like, take all those expectations and forget them because they're not realistic. And so it's like, you know, I've been trying to figure out a show in Findlay for literally 2 years. And so finally it worked out, and here we are. And it was a really good time. It was cool.
Yeah, we had a blast. And you guys started out, I'd say, pretty heavy and with some newer stuff. I loved it. Can you share with us about your new stuff and all?
Everyone's always like, when's the new record? When's the new record? And we're like,
I would be one of those, okay, just so you know.
Every person, every day. Okay, an example. Today I posted something on Facebook about, hey, be sure and check out our friends Sent by Ravens. Their new record comes out February 28th. It's going to be amazing, right? I already know that. And people are going to say, what about a new Spoken record? What about a Spoken record? What about Spoken record? Well, how about your record? No one wants a record out more than we do. Nobody. Like, we really would like to do that. But we live in three different states. We tour 8 months out of the year. We've been recording in Nashville. So it's like, none of us live in Nashville. I would love to, but I don't. If someone wants to buy my house in Des Moines, Iowa, I will move to Nashville. That's it. So any of you millionaires out there, just buy it and give it to someone.
And that way he can go enjoy Nashville's winters instead of the wonderful Iowa winters you get to deal with, right?
Amen. You know, he was saying that we started with some kind of heavy songs. Like we have a mixture of songs on this record, kind of like each record, but the first two or three songs that we play live now are, they're literally the heaviest thing we've ever done. So it's like, it is a little shocking, but it's kind of cool to start off that way and then go into the dynamic of the more melodic, chanty chorus songs, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, I'm just going to say it, everybody. Rip your face off. That's how this show begins. It is awesome. I love it.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it. That's cool.
I'm not even joking.
You're like, you know, I'm just going to tell everybody right now. No. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. But I got, you know, people, you just have to come see it and come see the show. Come whatever. You could always sit at home and YouTube it and have bad audio and bad, you know, whatever. But we would
like come here live.
Yeah, yeah, we'd like that. We'd like to hang out. So.
They're real, like I said, everybody. And, you know, as we're getting out of here, if there was just one thing you could tell our listeners, Matt, whatever that is, you know, whether it's spiritual or whether it's, you know, something on the funny song, story on the road, whatever it is, what would that one thing be?
My one thing would be do not take life for granted. It goes by quick. I mean, I'm 35 years old now. I've been doing this band for 16 years, and in so many ways, it's flown by. My timeline is so messed up. It's crazy. I'll be talking to my wife about something. It's like, remember a couple years ago when blah, blah, blah. She'll be like, Matt, that was 8 years ago. I mean, my timeline is just jacked. So I'm like, you know, make memories as often as possible with your family, with your friends, your kids, whatever it is. And don't take life for granted. I mean, enjoy it. And just trust Jesus. To be it.
That's awesome. Sitting down here with Matt from Spoken. Where can people find stuff out about you guys?
Just our Facebook, my Facebook, whatever. Facebook.com/spoken or /Matt Baird, whatever. I'll try to respond if you send me a message eventually. But
that's awesome. Everybody, thanks for listening, and get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent. See you later.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.